Fantastic. Welcome, welcome to week seven, the week after.
Is Heather cutting out for you, guys?
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah.
She's okay? Okay, she was cutting out for me.
Terrific. So welcome to week seven and the week after the live event when we not only still respect each other, but we have lived a full live Rewired for Success training with each other. And it's just such an honor to have worked with each and every one of you and thrilled that everyone made it out. So we would just love to hear any wins from either the live event or your subconscious rewiring method, which was from last week. So whatever inspires you, and our Canada Day today. So happy Canada Day to all, and love to hear any of your highlights.
Same to you, Heather. And to you,
Thank Colin. You, Bala.
Happy Canada Day.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, I would count one event, like me and Helga has been doing the future pacing with each other.
Nice.
Yeah, we did it today and we did it yesterday. So we sort of, you know, we made a promise to both of ourselves that we will do like this for the rest of the term and rest of the program. So maybe
every day?
Also. Yeah.
We're doing it every day.
Good for you guys.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Three, two, let's
do... 3-2-1, Bala and Helga.
Well,
together.
Yeah, exactly. So so I guess it's Joan, you, and myself. And I want Bala and Helga, just hold out your hands like you're going to grab a big gust of air or you're going in for a big hug and just accept this. So 3-2-1, Helga and Bala.
And Bala,
you are
champion.
Thank you.
And then, Bala, say to Helga, you are a champion.
Helga, you are a champion.
Thank you.
And Helga, you to Bala.
Bala, you are a champion.
Thank you, Helga.
Gorgeous.
All right.
We're thrilled that the inspiration of us doing it every day for 3 or 4 months. And we're back into a weekly future pacing, leveraging rhythm with a mastermind has inspired you guys. And again, it ain't about trying stuff. It's about rewiring stuff. And that kind of action, going beyond the minimum, is what successful people do. And I don't mean that just in a phrase. Literally, if you just did the minimum of this course, your conscious mind would know, quote-unquote, what a mini-success cycle is, and you may or may not have changed fundamentally much of your inner game or your outer results. But if you leverage and look back at the rewiring manual and any of the webinars that are there for you, you can just scan the slide decks effortlessly and actually pick one thing each day or each week to run through your next success cycle and take your game up a notch for the rest of your life, then you will be living this material. So thrilled. What have been some of the benefits for either of you on doing it more than once, let alone back-to-back daily?
It's for me, it has been an elevation of the inner confidence. Like and then Helga noted that when I say those events and when I say those future pacing and all those things, the words which I use and the voice, there is, she feels that the confidence is vibrating from my voice. So that I think is a very positive, you know, for me, as well as a positive feedback from her, because she caught on to that that vibration very consciously, I should say. Thank you.
And I'd like to actually add to that, if I may, is he readjusted his future pacing a little bit. And one of the things that he said that I'm not entirely sure he was aware of when he said it was, he said, I made the adjustment because I actually felt better when I made the adjustment.
Yeah.
And what was that shift, Bala?
It's basically because, I'm looking for a job. So what I the earlier one was to look for, to go into my position, like a controller straight away. But then I decided that let us take it one thing at a time. So first is to get into a finance position. So go from a no work status to a working status. And then from the working status, you go into the desired role. So I just shifted that a bit. So I just, I staggered the future pacing, so to speak. So let's say 30 days from now onwards, I would be employed, and 30 days from that time onwards, I will be in the position what I desire.
So you started to apply the stacking future pacing.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And that's great that you loosened up the grip on that. That's an example of, you know, your specific goal, and then going more general, and in the process of going from specific to general, it also incorporates the feel-good, which gives you probably an added sense of confidence because there's more options, and you already feel, it's almost like a, not a step down, but it's like expanding your radar screen of what's possible for the position that you're achieving.
Yes. Yes, and I see that, and then Helga immediately noted the confidence level coming up, you know, very strong in my voice. So that was fantastic.
Wow.
Come back to that as well, Bala, because I really noted that in the live event with Joan. You know, there's been a shift, and you know, there was a certain tentativeness and/or like, you know, more focusing on, say, maybe what wasn't working, and or when you were focusing on what you wanted or what was, there was sort of a logical energy to it, but not necessarily a juiced energy. And Joan, I really want to mirror to you, there's been a similar shift that I noticed, and I named it right in the room live on Sunday. You're just vibrating at a higher level, a lighter level, it's possible level, a more playful level. And be not fooled how powerful that is. You know, the scientist will tell us everything is energy. Even if the mind finds that hard to conceive, at minimum, let's look at we are matter and energy, and the possibility that, in fact, we are more verb than noun because we are moving particles. And that movement has a frequency. So we can, quote-unquote, satiate the logical mind to say, okay, we are transmitters and receivers of frequency or vibration. And if we are vibrating at a more, whatever the shift is, playful, light, confident, that is that radio signal that we're putting out will be received by people who are dialed into that radio channel of playful, light, confident, it's a done deal. And likewise on the negative side. So just great mirroring in the accountability partners and in the live event. Fantastic. Any different excellent wins either from the subconscious rewiring method or from the live event?
You know, the day for me just kind of brought everything together with what we've been doing so far each week. And to some degree, I felt like maybe I wasn't practicing enough or implementing enough until we got together for the day, and I realized, actually, I have been doing a fair bit, even though I may have thought that I was not, in actual fact, that I was.
Nice.
So the day for me just took me deeper into the information that we've already done. I got more out of it.
Great.
A number of simple wisdoms you're saying there. There's some recognition going on there, recognizing where you're at, which is very valuable. Successful people are always reflecting, recognizing the milestone. If you don't mark the milestone, you don't know that you've had progress. So that's partly why we anchored at the beginning of this course in assessing yourself on the 34 principles, on anchoring in a sweet spot goal, on recognizing, etc. So once you start the habit of anchoring where you are, you'll be able to recognize progress. Then you'll be able to, on the triple P, celebrate your wins. And from there, it juices you to the next level. And a third piece that you're mentioning is taking the learnings deeper. repetition, repetition, frequency, frequency, daily, daily, until who you become is unconsciously competent at happiness, independent of conditions, success, whatever you wish to become. So.
Now, just in interest, overall, since you've been here, this is week 7, since you've been here, do you feel like you're, all of you, do you feel, I'm going to use the word capable and confident, measuring yourself based on yourself? And let me rephrase that. Do you feel like by implementing the strategies in your own life, do you feel a more confidence and you're not, let's say, judging yourself as much? Do you feel more whole as a person?
Well, I feel more confident for sure. You know, like you come out of a job loss situation, and then, you know, it could be, you know, for a person who has been, you know, on a job for most of his, most of his career so far, suddenly going facing a job loss situation could be traumatic. But then, no. In fact, actually, the whole situation it blew my mind only for the first 2 days. I was irritable and all those negative feelings and whatnot for the first 2 days after 30th May, so 1st June and 2nd June. But then we were already into the program, and then on the third day I sat down and realized that what the hell. And you know what? I just pushed all my sort of physically pushed myself, pushed all the negative thoughts out of my body. Boom. And then I was happy. Nowadays, in fact, some of my friends who are there would tell me, you look as if, for a person who has lost his job, you look very extremely happy here. I said, I'm not a person who will sit down in the corner and cry.
Mm-hmm. And yet many people do. I think that's a 3-2-1 Bala. So let's do that first, and then I want to say a bit more about that. So 3-2-1
Bala,
you
are
a
champion.
Thank you, thank you. I'm
back. One additional question. Well, I'd like to ask Joan or Helga if it's there for you too, because I heard someone else speak up.
And just if we may, just for a moment on the Bala piece, because my first facilitation opportunity, I'm just going to say a couple of decades ago, I was working with people who'd been unemployed for over a year. And they were well-skilled, like, ship's captains from Guyana and engineers from Poland and all kinds of things. And I distinctly remember one fella, and I may have shared it on Saturday, but one fella who literally every day, he had chosen, whether he realized it or not, to have the shame of it so high, it's just a choice, that he would put a suit on every morning when he was unemployed and walk out of the house and have his wife, his confidant, think that he still had a job.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the extreme of humanity's unsupportive, unhealthy, wasn't getting him anywhere. In fact, he was burying him in more and more shame and grief, the extreme of ineffectiveness. And so, we play with seemingly, you were a champion, or we play with reframing or your inner game. This makes or breaks. Do you lose 2 days of your life or do you lose a year of your life? You chose to lose 2 days. And then, bam, reframe yourself. And today is all about reframing, actually. And then actually generate yourself how you want to be. So it is huge in terms of the percentage of, those years out of 100 that we shared on the event, what you're wasting or winning. Awesome. Any finals from Helga or Joan before we jump more into tonight?
Not for me.
Okay. Terrific. So just on a quick recap into, have any of you this past week practiced, even attempted to practice, the subconscious rewiring method?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I did for 3 days.
You did for
3 days.
3 days, fantastic.
Yeah.
And any either questions or reports from it? Is it maybe a new thing to try?
Not really, actually. I mean, it is like what you said initially was, you know, take a deep breath and, you know, push out all your unwanted beliefs and negative beliefs, and then, you know, and then and the follow-up was to take the positive thing, like I'm so happy, grateful, you know, all those things. So that I repeated for, you know, 3 days, you know, twice a day. And then it was good. I mean, I felt more positive. That's all I can think of. Maybe more energetic, more, you know, more at peace, I guess.
Wow.
Knowing fully well that, you know, things will happen. You know, that it sort of reaffirms your confidence that, you know, things are not, you know, like things are not like down in the dumps, and things will come to you, you know, that sort of a thing. So yeah, I felt very good.
The proof is in the results. You know, the lighter, sorry? The more energized, the feeling better, it shifts your day every minute.
Yes.
And it's really satisfying to us because we worked on learning this, you know, for a good year. Not that it took the whole time, but to be able to transfer that to you in about half an hour and to have results is the most satisfying of that facilitation skill that we're committed to, not just being smart, but to transferring this stuff, you know, to you and our grads. So very rewarding. I think I heard Helga or Joan adding on.
Yeah, you know, it's I have to say the same, pretty similar to Bala, is there's confidence, there's calmness. I think calmness is probably the one that resonates the most for me, in where I've sort of grappled with, oh God, there's a lot that I've got to do. I'm a one-woman show here. How am I going to get it all done? And in the beginning, I was kind of unraveling a bit with all of the things that had to get done, and now that is not in the forefront as it was.
Nice.
There's a feeling of what gets done will be what needs to get done.
Wow. So it's almost like the outer game five priorities, part of the P-cubed, is starting to reach your subconscious.
Yeah, it sure feels like it.
Yeah, and the subconscious rewiring is supporting that alignment so that your emotional state, your go-to state, has actually shifted. You've let go of that old story, or it's receding. And again, the results are proof because you're starting to attract effortless collaboration. For instance, KC promoting you. I saw your event effortlessly through her promoting you. Maybe she even supported you getting that location gratis because she's good at getting gratis locations in Toronto,
exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you're going to be able to, if you feel at any point there are any things that you want to let go on clarity, if there's anything left on that, clarity and focus, and if there's any blocks on taking the smallest actions that have the biggest leverage, so you can either clear on the things that, you know, blocks to absolute clarity on those things that are going to give you the highest leverage, or blocks to motivation to take action, or blocks to motivation to become clear. So there's blocks that you can clear if you feel that there are any there that you want to clear on that. And and if you have the fertile soil or the fertile environment and you feel like you are taking the action, then just reaffirming and realigning and thinking about what are those smallest things that create the biggest leverage and taking action on those.
Cool.
So just fine-tune adjustments, but either you've got the perfect environment and now your focus is expanding and your radar screen is expanding on taking those actions that are going to create the biggest leverage, or if you feel that there are any blocks to clarity on what those things are, then clearing those, and it's like the plane readjusting and coming in for the heat
seek. Mid-course correction.
Mid-course correction, yeah. So
right.
If that,
of course, there's the second half of the rewiring method, which is then affirming that clarity, that support, that community, that I have a network of people that support the growth of my business on the balancing side. Beautiful. And to always remember with this one, you can't do it wrong. And so if you're like in a bank lineup and you're stressed about whatever, money or time, you know, just to even do a few clearings while you're standing waiting in line or in the car driving somewhere, any clearing of what's unsupportive and any wiring of what is, it's you just keep winning doing it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'd like to share something because we're on the topic, and Helga, your share was totally in alignment with what's been going on with me. About 2 weeks ago, I shifted, my sweet spot was around health and is around health, and the added bonus, if you want to say it that way, was that that my business is just, it's like grease lightning. It's like there's anything that I'm focusing on is I'm totally clear that it's achievable and it's exciting and it's, and anything that comes in the way that seems like it's not, it's just like a course correction. And it's not even that. It's like I'm really clear about what's supporting and what isn't. And setting up, you know, and identifying the three different types of goals and just declaring it as done. Like I made a declaration, and the people around me are kind of looking at me like, what? And I outperformed anybody else in the organization, which is like unheard of. So, and it was not, I wasn't surprised by that. It was just like, well, and so it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's just because it's moving forward and I'm going with the energy of I'm already there. So my sweet spot goal isn't until the end of October for this particular goal that I have, but it's like on autopilot. I don't know how else to describe it. And, yes, there are things that come in the way every so often that I go, okay, I need to do a course. But it's like that. I need to do a course correction, or I need to get clear with somebody about something or whatever. But it's not about my sweet spot goal. It's more about the mechanics of it and then the learning that comes with that. So it's phenomenal how it's started with one sweet spot goal. So you, Heather, at the beginning of this conversation said something about I forget your exact words, but basically, can we apply this, you know, going forward? Do we see ourselves? Well, totally, and it's already happening. So I want to acknowledge you guys for the program that you've put together, because it's definitely made a huge difference for me, and thank you.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. So 3, 2, 1, Joan, you are a champion.
A champion.
3, 2, 1, Joan, you are a champion. That is, you know, if we, hold on.
Okay.
See, being able to interact with and have more volume of people and transferring and transforming volumes of people and not having necessarily, like, the system that we're creating is to give people tools and resources that you can implement when you're not here. Like, we want you to be able to use these, the antithesis to what we want is that after this course, it's like, oh, there's no more motivation, I'm not on the calls, and we're not having a week. Back to the exact, that there's a, that what we want is there's a shift, and you have tools and resources going forward, and you're self-sustaining.
Wow.
So, Colin, to say something into that, like to speak into that, is one other aspect that I don't think you've mentioned yet, but is also another benefit, if you want to call it that, is that so we set these sweet spot goals, but there isn't like an attachment to it, if you know what I'm saying. So, Heather, you just said something a little bit earlier about and Heather and Helga, you've said this to me about my other goal, my first goal, that moving forward is moving forward, and when you have the moments of you feel like you're not or there's something in the way, that's just part of the process. It's not stopping from achieving anything. It's just something along the way. It's just, it's not. And so what I'm saying is there's not an yes, there's a goal. There's no attachment to how that goal is achieved. In other words, so the pressure for doing it a particular way, or it has to be done this way, or it should be done this way, or, you know, that I typically would have done in the past is, yes, there are some mechanics, of course, and it isn't like falling apart if I don't do those mechanics, is, you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
Am I making it clear? Is it clear as mud?
No, very clear. And do you have a sense, if you were to pinpoint one, and not that it has to be one, but one really contributing factor to this shift, I sense internally, that's generated this effortless expansion, acceleration of your business and your winning spot within it, what's your sense of what that is, Joan?
I honestly think it's more about acceptance of what is. So, and that's through the exercises that we've done, the myriad that we've done. So it's not, you're right, it's not any one thing, but a combination of things and a mindset. Really, it's about the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, you have a sweet spot goal. The sweet spot goal for me is like, first of all, that, and I said this on the weekend, the pre-assessment was really helpful in getting clear. And I do this with my clients too, but somehow for yourself, for myself, it wasn't getting there. I kept having a more of a business-oriented goal. And anyway, so what I would say to that is that it was multiple things, not just one thing, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the pre-assessment set me on the path, but then having the sweet spot goal with the excitement and belief is probably the biggest contributor.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think that. Because if I'm not excited, like I'm excited about my sweet spot goal for the end of October, I'm excited about that, and my belief kind of waffles every once in a while. But then I just make the adjustment, and I do that using the other techniques. And that's really, really, it's about having the belief and excitement around a goal, and making the adjustments as, you know, say a circumstance or something comes along that says you need to make an adjustment.
Yeah.
And this it's is that really flexibility within the sweet spot goal. Not saying that you're giving up on the goal. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just how it's achieved. The attachment to how it should happen is gone.
There, you've got it. And that, you've got it. This, it's not only the flexibility in the sweet spot, but what I'm reading in between the energetic lines that you just said is letting go of the how.
Right.
Which is one of the big traps on the failure side.
Mm-hmm.
We,
yep,
in general, are overly focused. I even listen to my linguistics during the day. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And I hear the attachment in my linguistics, let alone my energetic focus,
mm-hmm,
to the how. Not that we don't absolutely do whatever have a burning desire, do whatever it takes, and are awesome at implementation. So we're doing a lot of how during the day. But the energetic shift off of how it's going to happen and the joy and excitement of the, it's already Christmas morning, that it's the twinning of the sweet spot goal and the future pacing energy of it in the now, that it's already a done deal. Christmas has already arrived. I'm unopening the packages now. I've already won whatever the business, you know, race for October. It's that vibration that carries us through the day, and then the hows intuitively come to us and effortlessly occur in ways that were off our radar screen.
So one of the things, Heather, about the how is that sometimes we think we know what the how is,
mm-hmm,
and as we move along in the direction of having the goal achieved, the how shifts because you become aware of other things that support having the goal achieved that are different than what you start off with, meaning the how kind of is flexible. I don't know how else to explain it, but...
No, you're bang on. I mean, business trainers, you know, again, the sort of what's filtered down in business on the goal side is SMART goals only.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case from the Success Mastery Training, as we shared on Sunday. Likewise,
mm-hmm.
what's filtered down in the mainstream brainwashed on the planning side is you make 1 year, 3 year, 5 year strategic plans and, quote-unquote, you stick to them, which is also not the training of the most successful, the 5% elite. Say, you 95% of your how, therefore your strategic plan, for example, is off your radar screen, or what I like linguistically to say is coming on my radar screen. So I don't like to
right.
affirm that it's off. I switch the affirmation to it's coming on my radar screen. And therefore, it has to shift if you're following the laws and the principles. Otherwise, you're fighting the universe and not receiving the new gifts coming in. So the absolute openness to the adjustment of how is quintessential to exponential success as opposed to failure or average and ordinary success. And this we couldn't have said on week one, but you're starting to, you know, really integrate. And this is why, you know, a lot of courses are inner without the outer, or outer training without the inner, success training without the happiness, or happiness without the et cetera, or teaching it without facilitating it and transferring it. And this is, we're thrilled that on week seven or before, you're starting to feel the integration of why we put all this in one and that it's actually working. So thrilled for you guys. And without further ado, maybe we'll jump into today's editions of reframing.
Absolutely. So today, this is what we're covering, is reframing. And by the visual that is on your screen right now, someone explain, other than Joan.
because she's NLP trained and that's where the term came from, and we have expanded it.
by getting a sense of this, what do you think reframing is, Bala or Helga?
Taking something negative and bringing it into a positive.
Exactly. Fundamentally, it's taking a negative outer game scenario, a fact, something that happened, and placing a positive perspective over top of that negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I know that the part of that picture is kind of goofy, but, you know, happiness.
That was playful,
playful.
As opposed to crazy.
Yeah. I think if I to turn down the transparency on her, her eyes wouldn't be so weird. But anyway, so having a positive perspective on a potentially negative circumstance, then our mind goes to work on solutions that we can implement. Now, there's a story in the term reframing comes from NLP.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
And if you haven't done an NLP course, Dr. Matt James at NLP.com is one of the best teachers. Joan's done like years and years of training with him. He actually trained T. Harv Eker, and we've taken that course, and it was really it's pretty heavy data intensive, heavy stuff, but if you get one nugget out of it, it can be invaluable to your communication. So
we're both certified by him, and it was definitely a contribution to, it's sort of one of the dozen plus sources that we've drawn from.
Like, for instance, chunking up or chunking down, you know, basically specific or general, looking at the acorn or the forest, that concept has been invaluable in our communication. Like, okay, we're kind of talking about this really minor thing right now. What's the bigger picture? And having that that training has just helped so much to keep focus.
More specifically, when we're debating and not quite arguing about something in our business, we're like, okay, let's chunk up. And it has saved our business bacon every time. Very good. And just to say, too, it's we've used the words negative and positive, but we hate to sort of lump it into the, oh, I should just think positive. This is an actual muscle to build and to realize that we actually choose every moment of the day how we are perceiving the world, and that it is a muscle we've actually built. I'm not sure if we have it in the slide deck, but we actually built our first system, the 30-day breakthrough system, was almost entirely dedicated to a human building this skill. About 18 of the 30 days in it is training on different reframing tools. And today we're going to bring you one of the summary days. So we're going to see how much we can offer you in about 20 minutes of a 30-day program.
Absolutely.
But so, it will take you forward for sure.
So very quick, like this is basically what it is, you know, putting a positive perspective on a potentially negative circumstance. There's a story in NLP that there's this guy on a bus, and he's got two kids, and they're running around, and they're screaming, pulling people's hair, they're, you know, playing tag, and you can feel the tension in the air, and people are starting to get really frustrated, but they're not saying anything, and it's starting to just build up, and it's just a matter of time before someone snaps. All of
kids
a sudden,
are wired, the husband's ignoring, the father's ignoring them.
All of a sudden, this woman looks at the guy, taps him on the shoulder, and says, "Sir, do you mind? Your kids are out of control." At this point, the guy turns around with tears in his eyes and says to the girl, "Please forgive me. Their mother died today." All of a sudden, the energy shifts completely in the bus. The kids are still running around doing the exact same thing, but the mood and the intention in the bus completely changed. Now, I know it might be, it's a heavy topic, and this is a heart-wrenching photo, but when you think about there's a circumstance, an outer game circumstance, kids are running around, it's annoying everyone, they don't know that this has happened. They find out something, they have new information, and everyone's perspective changed, and it's only each individual, their internal perception, giving themselves permission to shift their emotional response to external events.
And so in one perception, the human might have chosen the emotion of anger or frustration. In an entirely different emotional perception, the human perhaps chooses compassion within seconds. So we are, at minimum, even though this was an external trigger, at minimum, we are capable of reframing within seconds. How do we generate that internally is really the skill that we built and want to pay forward to you.
And this isn't just, oh, my goodness, I feel so good, like all my chakras are lined up. It's actually when you can reframe, if you're hijacked, when you can reframe faster, then you can get to the actions. When you feel good about taking actions, that's what builds the habit. If you're into procrastinating, for instance, you got to get on the call and you got to get speeches for Helga, or you have to get on and get interviews for Bala, or the same for Joan. You know, building your business, doing that sort of action that most people are hesitant to do because they don't want to get rejected, or going out and knocking on doors. If you can reframe that and make it a game, for instance, could be a reframe, then the activity seems more enjoyable, and you just do it. And when you do it, you get the results, and you feel better, and you build more confidence.
And so all of a sudden, you're dropping that 70% on average unsupportive, or those 70 years, you're dropping it down to 60 or 50 or 40. Which is one of the things we measure in your pre-assessment and in the 30-day, our original first system, the 30-day breakthrough system, self-paced 30-day training modules. And you're also moving, on average, humans tend to hold on to stories in the months category. What we've done is shifted that from months down to minutes. And those are two of the key results that people who have gone through our first self-paced 30-day breakthrough system have dropped those negative patterns, increased the happiness in dependent conditions, and decreased the time, again, shifting or reframing from months down to minutes. And that's what shifts the seesaw of your life and the experience of being here on Earth. So, great.
So, who remembers, we showed this, and this isn't necessarily a promotion for the event, although if you do,
or for the system,
If you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to howtowithanumber2feelgood.com/30-day system. It's kind of off the screen. But really what we want to do is go through the recognize, reframe, restore, and results. If who remembers at the event we covered recognize, reframe, restore, results? Bella or Helga, Joan? Well, Joan,
what was the question?
Do you remember in the event when we covered this model, the four R's?
Yeah,
yes.
I do remember.
Cool. Do you or one of you just go over the steps? What are the steps?
If you were to remember. One sentence for each step, how would you describe it to a stranger on the street?
I might say recognizing your what's not working for you, and then reframing what your thoughts are, restoring
beliefs.
You know?
Did you say belief, Bella?
Restoring positive beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And or energy and or focus and or clarity, whatever flavor you're wanting to restore.
Yeah, that one was the one that needed the most explanation. Restoring is basically building up. You know how when people take antibiotics, eventually the bacteria becomes resistant to the antibiotic?
Yeah.
I don't mean to give a negative analogy, but it's like the restoring is building up it's building the unconscious competence so that you respond in a certain way virtually unconsciously, if that helps. So there's recognize, reframe. The more that you recognize and reframe, the more that becomes part of who you are, so that restoration not only is restoring your energy, but it's building up that barrier to the negative feeling, the negative emotion, the negative thought, just to give an extra sort of root system distinction.
So restore is more proactive. Reframe is more, quote-unquote, reactive or responsive in the moment. So different skills. You got the ammunition if you needed, if you get hijacked with the reframe. And proactively, what do I do to continuously restore so I get less hijacked? Sweet. So today is really about drilling down on the reframe. How can I react or ideally respond better? And then week 8 will be more on the proactive side on your inner game. So
and also next week, what we're I'd love to do as well is have a just celebrate each and every one of you to get you.
Yeah.
I know that we're doing it this week as well to claim what your main takeaway wins have been, and to get you to declare how you'll implement those going forward, and then we're going to set up a follow-up process, and that's what week 8, a part of the process that we're doing.
Terrific. So yeah, if any of you want to really drill down on this inner game, that 30-day system is there for you. Again, self-paced. And what we want to do now is, you saw this slide. We just shared the highlights with the whole group, but we really wanted to drill into this for you as grads tonight. So what we found as we shared is that one technique doesn't always do it if you're really, the monkey mind's really got you hijacked. And
yeah.
So if you're really hijacked, what we found is we would string together a sequence of memorable mini warm-ups like we shared in some of the after webinar chats that Helga, you started road testing on the warm-up side, then a body of it, and then finale. So we're going to really look at this more so than we did on the live event. So here's a few examples, not a have to, but examples of what we might do in a full reframing sequence. So again, were all of you on the sort of after call? You know how we do 15 minutes after our webinars? I think it was week 2 or 3. We shared the something happened in the 360. I know, Helga, you were on. Bala and Joan, were you on for that conversation?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, so I can't
All
really
is well. We'll recap then. So couple of the insights we had on the reframing world that we integrated into this system. One is that sometimes it takes more than one technique to actually shift the seesaw in your favor. Second is, I know when I was like 98% plastered on the ceiling, hijacked physically, mentally, and emotionally, I couldn't even remember any of the techniques. I was so mentally and emotionally hijacked. And so we designed dead simple, or living simple, as Colin likes to say, two techniques that, for love or money, I could remember. And so one of them was a linguistic neutral, just stating, wow, something happened. Like, you know, there's $100,000 on my, racked up in my account of debt in the bank, and I've got to get a second mortgage, you know. Wow, something happened, as opposed to ranting on about the horror and the victimization of the story. Just stop it in your tracks, and whatever the situation is, like, I got rained out. You know, Helga got rained out of her first event. Wow, something happened.
Yeah,
the
it's pretty.
Two words linguistically, and key is tonality, being neutral to curious. That is the first simple warm-up reframe. And then
so
the second,
everyone.
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1. We're going to say 3, 2, 1. Something happened. 3, 2, 1. Something.
Something happened.
And the something, also, you can almost equate the something to progression. Imagine that something is progression. You know, something meaning something happened. It's almost like I'm progressing. Something happened. And
this, like, go ahead.
Yeah, so you might be hijacked, and maybe it's not in that, you know, we covered the feel-good dial. Maybe you're hijacked and you're angry, or you're fearful, and the appreciation isn't there. Like, it's just too far of a jump to be appreciative in that moment. But the something happened is almost going to neutral. Do you get a sense for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I found this, again, when I was 98% plastered to the ceiling and tears running down my face every day, and when I had my, I twinned with that four stanza declaration that I created that we shared with you at the live event. Does anybody remember that four stanza declaration that we shared in the morning?
I believe it was, everything is for my highest and best, and therefore
yes.
I am relaxed.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm open to more of the optimal in my life.
Yes.
And because of that, I'm ahead.
Bingo, 100 points.
Wow, three, did you have that written down
two,
or did you memorize it?
You know what? I did have it written down, and the reason being is because I've called it my kale salad for my mind.
Kale salad for my mind.
That is awesome.
Three, two, one.
Helga, you're a champion. Three,
right.
two, one.
Helga,
you are a champion.
Champion.
Something happened.
Something happened. Something's happening around here. That literally in the morning, if you can imagine, I was looking out my bedroom window. The first thing I do, standing up in my jammies, hand on my heart, breaking with anxiety, tears running down my face, I repeated that over and over and over again. Twinned with when something yet again happened a dozen times that day with that horrifying, brutal business partner, I would say something happened. And that combination of the declarations with this, it was like, well, as Colin said, maybe it is progressive. Maybe, just maybe, that something is for my highest and best. So that twinned with the second kinesthetic, absolutely simple, physical 360, physically turning around, which Helga shared, she picked up on in week three and was like turning around all the way up the hill on the street. Again, if you either have a verbal or neutral tone trigger on the first warm-up reframe, and or you have, and I used to twin them together, a physical kinesthetic. Both of them are like a wrench in the works of the monkey mind, triggering the monkey mind. Even if I'm hijacked, even if I'm scared or anxious, and I don't even remember how to do a reframe, I'm going to at minimum do this to stop the runaway rants in my mind from hijacking me. And then the final in the warm-up is to deep breathe. And I was about 4 instead of 3 there, but all is well. So any questions or responses from this before we share the highlights of a body and a finale?
I think there's a fourth one.
Perhaps it was. Maybe just the numbering is. Because often I will anchor in a declaration in my warm-up, so maybe that's...
Oh, 2-4s. Stage setting. I'm going to grab the slide.
All is well.
On our side. Sometimes they get cut off.
In your manual piece that we're going to upload, you'll have it right, so all is well.
So what does the stage setting mean?
Yeah, stage setting. Okay, so first of all, the physical inner deep breathing is a number 3. So 1, 2, 3. And the stage setting is kickoff declarations. So kickoff declarations is, for instance, I'm about to do a reframing workout. In fact, I'm already on the warm-up. After this reframe, I'm going to feel a bit better. I'm going to feel something. And what's off my radar screen is going to come on. Something like that.
So you can just write declarations for 4, and on your manual piece, we'll make it clear. The slide deck's just expanded below the screen. We can see your participant experience on my laptop compared to the main page. But, yeah, so we've got a neutral to curious tone and two-word linguistic, a kinesthetic turnaround, a kinesthetic deep breathing, which has 18 different benefits. Again, they're all embedded in the 30-day breakthrough system. We did a whole training just on that. And then the 4th, we've done, I think, 2 or 3 days dedicated out of the 30 to declarations, how to create them, how to utilize them, how to integrate them in your body. So you can just write declarations for now down on the 4th, and we'll make that clear on your manual piece. So just given the moments before 6, maybe we'll move into the body and finale, and then we can always loop back into Q&A if that's cool for folks. So
yes, that's okay.
Terrific.
Now, this one, actually, we don't have to spend too much time on because you have a full sheet in this whole process. For the body, just go into your feel-good dial. Pick the 1-star emotion and the 2-star emotion on your feel-good dial. Do the phrase. Actually, I'm going to just please close your eyes right now. And Bala, what is the phrase? Starting with even though, say the phrase that you learned on Sunday.
For the feel good dial, turn around.
Oh, even though I'm worried about the job loss. That's what it is, right?
Yep. And then there's 2 more parts.
If.
Yeah. And 2-star emotion will be the positive one.
And it starts with if.
And if. I've written it down somewhere, sorry.
All is well. And don't look, though. Don't look. And it's more just to. There's this famous quote. Sir Francis Bacon, who said, it's not what we learn, but what we remember that makes... It's not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learn it.
And he's coming to me. And if I had confidence, then if I had more of that confidence, I would be... I would end up having a job within 3 weeks.
You're in
How's
the
that?
Zone.
Hold on, yeah. Joan or Helga?
Even though I'm feeling a 1-star emotion, if I was feeling more of a 2-star emotion, then what would that feeling of a 2-star emotion be all about?
Exactly. So let's do this together. I'm going to put this on the screen, and we'll say it out loud. And great job, Bella. The purpose, it's perfect. What I was looking for is actually exactly that. Now you'll see it. You'll be able to read it. It will connect with what you learned, and it will become more solid, and you can take ownership over that. So everyone out loud. Oh, so pick a one, sir. So even though, it doesn't say it on here, but even though I'm feeling a one-star emotion, if I was more, what's that?
Two-star
emotion, what would I be two-star emotion about?
So just to make the distinction, Bala, we're not embedding our sweet spot goal. It's an interesting technique, though, and you got my wheels turning for sure. But in this one, we're not embedding our sweet spot goal.
Heather, I can't hear you.
Great idea, Bala, and you've got my wheels turning. We're not embedding the sweet spot goal within this reframe. We're just focusing on the emotions in the reframe. So even though I'm feeling whatever that emotion is, or I have been, or I'm feeling some of that, if I were to feel more curiosity, confidence, what would I be feeling more confident about? And so you can talk about the job. You can talk about anything. I'd be feeling more confident about being a husband, a father, a parent, about, you know, going out on Canada Day for a hike. You can build the confidence around any scenario, not just your sweet spot goal. Because what you're doing is building the vibration of that emotion. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Fantastic. And expand the new feeling in your body, which is sort of a plus extra that gets into the restore world. So it's a good suggestion. Again, all of this gets really drilled into in the 30-day breakthrough system. Beautiful. And then finale, often we close again with the simple to remember, both the kinesthetic side and suggested declarations.
So on the final declaration is celebrating, acknowledging yourself and saying, I'm so proud of myself for taking this action. Most people, the majority, 95% of people, would ride on that and they would go to sleep with it. I just took action. I reframed it. And even if at this moment you're on your finale, even if you're not feeling like absolutely blissed, ridden and gratitude, full of gratitude, even if you've just shifted it from anger to extreme frustration and you've only turned up your feel-good dial a tiny little bit, you've made a progress. And you can say, I'm proud of myself for taking this action. And I am. And then even in saying this, you'll start to even feel even better. So B is commit to continuous improvement. I commit to focus and expand this positive state. And you can also re-loop. You can go right back. I'm going to do another warm-up. The key is acknowledging your success for taking the action and expanding the feeling going forward.
Beautiful. And that third one is the gratitude. So you can, you know, customize your declarations. We're just suggesting that the three themes around the finale declaration is celebration of success, continuous improvement, and gratitude. And again, you'll have a recap of this in your Successopedia manual. And to know that we just gave you an example of the body of the reframe, you could have other techniques that we've taught you, or like the subconscious rewiring method would be a great one to put in the body of your reframe. Or next week we're going to be touching on mindfulness, et cetera. So you can have different things in the body of the reframe. The main thing is the results. If you're reframed by the warm-up, you can finish off. Or as Colin said, if you get right through the finale and you feel like you've gone from 95 to 85% hijacked, but you could really use tipping the seesaw more in your favor, loop through again. It's the results that count, and however much you want to reframe in the moment. But again, we found it's not often just one technique, but a string of them together, like a body workout. The difference being, instead of warm-up body and cool-down, it's warm-up body and finale. So any questions, responses,
Well, let's do the play work,
okay,
and then
we'll close
hop
out
in.
And then okay, great.
Exactly.
And then in the Q&A.
So the play work for this week is on your solo. If you do, you know, if you do get hijacked, or if you want to dig up some old negative experiences that you may have had, even if you've done work on those, reframe with these techniques as often as possible with your accountability partner. Share your reframing wins and coach through challenging reframes if that's valuable. And in the mastermind, send us your wins. Also, we're going to adjust the post assessment. We've got everything up right now, and
so Wednesday would be great. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow in the morning, if you can please do your post assessment, then that will give us Thursday and Friday, and over the weekend to
calculate the results, write up the results, send them to you. There's
yeah,
a fair bit of work on our side. So
fortunately, in the future, we'll have those things quantified automatically, like some programming that will do it. And right now, we are manually doing the work to what's it called when you compare the pre
results.
Yeah, I haven't got that one yet. Longitudinal results. Okay. So yeah, do that tomorrow morning, and then we can get those results back to you, and that's going to be great.
We're on seven, as promised, way back in our intro webinars, that we were going to offer you a pre-assessment pre-week one and a post-assessment post week seven, and here we are. So
absolutely, and those serve just as more proof that you're a total champion and that you're awesome and that you're making progress, which adds to your bank of confidence, which enables you to take a deposit or make a deposit or a withdrawal, and not a withdrawal from your confidence, but utilize those creative currencies to take more action and to see more success and to feel better.
Beautiful. And Joan, thanks for writing that in. We will do our best to actually adjust it within an hour, and so that you'll have check-in about 8 o'clock this evening, if that works for you, or we'll connect with you directly to ensure that you can do that tonight.
Okay.
So hats off to you. We will adjust and set you up for success.
Awesome. Thank you.
And
pleasure.
The way to do that is to just go to the grad page. I've changed the top button from the pre-assessment to the post-assessment, and that'll take you to the right page.
So we'll
that's the question
upload.
I wanted to ask you. Where do you do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be on the grad page, and we, within the next hour to 2 hours max, we will have upgraded and uploaded the post-assessment so that it really aligns for each of you. And yeah, from 8 o'clock on this evening, you'll be able to do that. Fantastic. So we are going to knock our little, click our Tibetan bell here, and open up for a 15-minute window of any Q&A that you wish on reframing or any of the topics that we've covered in the last 7 weeks. So here's the bell.
I don't think you can hear it.
You can hear it. Can you hear that Tibetan bell when I ring it?
Nope.
Nope.
We'll get the real one. This is a Tibetan bell on my mobile device, but we're going to get the real one next time. All is well. So we've got 15 minutes on the clock to really continue to be of service to each and every one of you. And challenges that you may imagine, how would I reframe that? Questions about the technology of reframing or anything else that supports your success?
I have one about the feel-good dial, and
sure.
Maybe I'm making more out of it than I need to. When I look at the dials, the picture that we have, we've got the before and the after, and when you were mentioning, Heather, about the by placing your hands, just your fingers below the navel, so that the pinky was closer to the lower part of your abdomen, and your thumb was more above the navel.
Yep.
When you're rotating the dials, is it you're rotating downward or upward for the increase in the emotion?
So let me.
Am I just getting
a quick explanation? See if I get your answer, which is, it's not so much it may be upward or downward in the numbers, but kinesthetically it's clockwise or counterclockwise. So
okay.
I've got my hands basically over, as you may be familiar, Helga, the Den Tien or the Hara, the center of gravity in our body, three fingers below the belly button. Those are four different ways to describe the same location.
Right.
And that being, as you may be familiar, one of our third chakra. That's actually a fifth way to describe it, or our will. And also where it is referred to as our second brain. So when we go into this in the 30-day breakthrough system as well, we dedicate 3 days to the feel-good dial in the 30-day breakthrough system. And so those are six different ways of describing the location. Then, yes, you've got the right placement of how we put our hands on it, which is thumbs basically pointing kind of up and in, fingers basically pointing down and in. And then we're not moving the dial, quote-unquote, up and down the body, but as we're turning it clockwise towards the positive or counterclockwise towards the negative.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is that increasing your clarity around it?
Yeah, very much so.
And what had you asked the question? What was the intrigue there for you?
It was if I'm increasing the emotion or increasing the emotion, then which direction am I rotating my hands? So if I just have my right hand on my abdomen, and I'm just going to reference the abdomen. So if I'm rotating my hand so that it's the thumb or the pinky is going downward, and then the pinky is coming upward.
Mm-hmm. You might also appreciate this, given your health background. The positive direction or clockwise direction is also matching the flow of our digestive tract.
Got it.
So from the ascending to the transverse to the descending colon.
Right.
Is the direction, that flow of our bodily functions is the same flow of turning the dial up from negative towards the positive.
Okay.
So I've got the diagram, too. You can see on the screen. I actually didn't have a PNG file of the feel-good dial, so I kind of had to rig one up, but you can see it's always going clockwise for the positive.
What do you do if you do with the left hand?
Same. Your left hand would just be on the left side of your body, but you could still... You guys are like kind of biking with no hands, you know, turn the dial up with, look, Ma, one hand. And yes, it would be the same. Your left hand could be on the left side of it, of your body. And again, your pinkies would be, you know, rotating down and towards the right, and your thumb would be following it or tracking it on that clockwise turning.
And remember also that yes, this is energetically important to go clockwise, and the purpose of the feel-good dial to connect it with your physiology is to provide a body, what's called an NLP, an anchor. So when you feel an emotion, you immediately put your hands down, you immediately recognize, I'm feeling something. It's not going unconscious, it's not running you. You're saying, I'm feeling something, and you can connect with your body. Where is this emotion on my feel-good dial? Okay, it's around, you know, it's on the far bottom right side. I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling blame. I'm feeling jealousy, and it's right around there. Okay, if I was to go up to a little bit, turning the dial, what is a bit upward? And what is that emotion? What is the name of that emotion? What could that feel like? And then it's really an awareness mechanism. Everyone say that. Awareness mechanism.
Awareness mechanism. Or a recognizing mechanism. And, yeah, bang on. And also,
One other distinction that I'd love to give is... This is on Mac, we have this cool thing called the Oxford Dictionary. Mm-hmm. And on the Oxford Dictionary, it has a thesaurus. So let's say anger for this thesaurus. Now, in anger, there are other words for anger: rage, vexation, exasperation, displeasure. So building your vocabulary. So the feel-good dial on your dantian is a kinesthetic anchor. But then the numbers on the feel-good dial also have words, and they're associated with emotions. The more that you can become aware of the language of emotions, the more that you'll have a very fine-tuning ability to go from a seething emotion to a bit less seething. For instance, what's the difference? Would you say that rage is worse feeling than anger?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
So if you're feeling rage, it's distinct from anger. If you're feeling rage and you want to shift, it's easier to go to anger. Or have you ever even used vexation? Have you ever had that in your vocabulary?
Not me.
I haven't had vexation, but I'm looking at it, and it's like, could, if I was feeling rage and going to anger, could it be, would you say vexation is, where is that? Is it below anger or above? Where is it in regard to rage and anger? Is vexation to you?
Between rage and anger.
It's between it?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Okay, cool. So maybe, you know, building that vocabulary, building the vocabulary of emotions can allow you to have a more fine tuning on where you're going in the feel-good dial. But why is that important?
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, what we shared on Sunday was 7 billion people, 6,000 possible emotions. How do we move from emotion 3,072 to emotion, 5,947? There's this seemingly infinite amount of human challenge, and to bring the entire thing down to a simple tool of, wow, even though I'm feeling some of this, if I were to feel more of that, what would I be feeling more of that about? And the elegance and the simplicity of, it used to be for me, I'd get caught in this, somehow this maze, this rat's nest of trying to go, geez, okay, I'm anxious, but how do I get rid of anxiety, or I'm depressed, how do I get rid of the depression? And my brain would be trying to work its way out of this emotional maze. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to psychologically try to think my way out of a box, because the reality is emotions aren't in a box, they're a vibration. And if I can simply recognize one vibration and just name it, even guesstimate it, and then pick a different vibration that I want and open up to vibrating at that different vibration, I've won. I've absolutely won. And that's really at the core of the simplistic elegance of that particular reframe. Mm. Helpful. Other questions, distinctions around it, or any other aspects to reframing?
That was very helpful for me. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. No questions, Heather. It was quite helpful.
Beautiful. Any final ones, Helga?
No, that was it.
Awesome. Again, enjoy this week on the reframing. Both of you are definitely on the more positive side of life, and yet, could it get better? And so just note, what moments this week when it's like, you know what, I'm okay, but could I feel even better? And take any one of the aspects of the reframing workout and or run yourself through a whole workout just to feel it. Okay, I felt a little better. And, you know, we settle for feeling a little better. We settle for having the major amount of pain go away. But at least once this week, go, how good can I actually feel as opposed to just getting rid of the pain? So run yourself
that's
through.
That's a great not only distinction, Heather, but it's great advice for where you guys are at, Bala and Helga, because that advice would not be appropriate for someone. We've met people that are just completely hijacked. I mean, all the time. They're literally constipated. And you guys, and for the people that are positive in nature and are happy for the most part, how happy can you get this week? How joyous and appreciative can you get this week? I think that's just elegant and awesome for where you're at.
So enjoy running yourself through, even if it's proactive, not reactive. Take the time to run yourself through at least one full reframe workout to see how good you can feel. And again, we'll upload that manual piece for you, but you've got a good sense of being able to road test it now. And then within your accountability partner, share either wins or, you know, coach each other on how you could take it up even a notch. Sweet spot.
How about we do that? We'll go 3, 2, 1. We'll do it 3 times. 3, 2, 1.
Sweet
spot. And 3, 2, 1.
Sweet spot. And whether you're rubbing your belly or your heart, pick it. It's all good because your whole body is a sweet spot.
And 3, 2, 1. And make it like a real big one, like really give
like
it.
Like the
this
best
time.
Meal you've ever had.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Sweet spot. Beautiful.
How's your feel good dial doing?
Awesome.
Yeah, good.
Okay, great.
Terrific.
I can go and have my ice cream now.
Can feel better than we've ever felt before. Sorry, Bala, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to have my ice cream now.
You're going to have your ice cream now. Fantastic.
You are awesome.
Terrific. It's a total joy and a pleasure.
It is such a joy to have such amazing people like yourself on this call.
So look forward to our final home stretch. Again, enjoy seeing how good you can feel this week, reactively or proactively, with the reframing tools. And tomorrow, if you can toss your post-assessment our way, that will be helping us help you be extraordinary.
Fabulous.
Okay,
thank
no problem.
You, Matt.
Thank you.
Until next time, guys.
Onward.
Good night, all.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Bye. Dude.